for Answers. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. It's been 3 weeks since four students at the University of Idaho were stabbed to death as they slept. Police are poring over mountains of evidence but haven't released many details to the public.
It seems like they're trying to suppress the story.
Steve Gonsalves is the father of one of the victims. He tells Fox's Lawrence Jones he's considering hiring a private investigator as his patience with police is tested.
We're working with them. We're not selling them out. We love our law support.
Authorities have long said the attack was targeted, but now it's unclear if the home was targeted or the people who live there. Elon Musk is making news again, releasing information about Hunter Biden's laptop and efforts by Twitter to suppress the story. John Paul McIsaac, who owns the computer repair shop that received the laptop, spoke to Fox and Friends Weekend.
Watching Elon release this material over Friday night was very exciting for me because what I felt like I knew the whole time was true.
Former executives at Twitter say they believe the laptop story may have been Russian disinformation. Death sentences have been carried out in Iran.
Iran's state-run IRNA news agency says four people who were accused of working for Israel's Mossad intelligence agency were executed Sunday. Authorities issuing three others prison sentences ranging from 5 to 10 years. Iran's Revolutionary Guard said the members of the Mossad network attempted to disrupt the country's security and were carrying weapons.
Fox's Laura Cantor. After 6 months in space, three Chinese astronauts are back on Earth. They were part of a mission to construct a permanent space station. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
There won't be any new oil and gas wells drilled in Los Angeles County, and the existing ones are being phased out. The city council unanimously passed a ban on Friday after more than a decade of complaints from residents. No let-up at the southern border. In November alone, multiple sources with Customs and Border Protection tell Fox News there were more than 73,000 known gotaways.
They're able to distract agents from one area to the other, and when you start looking at areas, particularly in Tucson, that they're so remote, and there's mountains, there's desert, there's everything is involved there. They know that's the area that they can continuously bring a lot of groups in.
Art Del Cueto is vice president of the National Border Patrol Council. Later this month, the problem could get worse. A public health order put in place during the early days of the pandemic is scheduled to be lifted. Extreme measures in El Salvador, where street gang members are being hunted.
The government of El Salvador sending 10,000 soldiers and police to seal off the town of Soyopango in search of gang members. Troops blocking roads in and out of town, checking documents. It's one of the largest mobilizations yet by President Nayib Bukele's government in a 9-month crackdown on gangs who have long extorted money from businesses and ruled neighborhoods of the capital of San Salvador. More than 58,000 people have been jailed since a state of emergency was declared in El Salvador after a wave of murders in late March. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
A sheepdog in Georgia went to great lengths to protect his flock. The dog named Casper fought off a vicious pack of coyotes, killing eight of them. After the battle, Casper disappeared but returned to his owner's farm 2 days later with visible injuries. Casper underwent a $15,000 surgery thanks to an online fundraiser. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.